with the phone in the cradle, clearly flustered. "Mr. Lotter is ready for you now, Mr. Avery. If you'd just go through those doors there." She points to the labeled staff-only doors. "He's the first door on the right."
"Thank you." I pause, glancing at her gleaming gold nameplate. "Penny, I'll be sure to tell him how helpful you've been." She blushes, and I stifle my eye roll at how easy it is, weighing up how much I need a good fuck since it's been a while, or if I just wanted to get this over and done with. I could have sweet blushing Penny on her back before the clock struck 10:30 if I wanted. "Hey, 3 months is a long time. I was stuck on an island with my brother and his new pretty wife for months after I was in a coma. A man has needs. I don't knock on Victor Lauder's door once I've made it through. He's a balding man, age lining his face with deep wrinkles that pull on his eyes and mouth. He's tall and looks relatively fit otherwise, and as I let myself into his office, ignoring the gleaming gold nameplate attached to the door, his eyes swing to me. "Mr. Avery." He jumps up from his large red oak desk, black suit pressed to an inch of its life, and hurries over to me, hand outstretched in greeting. "Mr. Lotter?" I dip my chin, accepting his hand. "Please, take a seat." He gestures to the shiny leather chair in front of his desk, and as I take it, he settles back behind his desk, straightening his tie. "I appreciate the haste in which you responded to my email." I dip my chin again, falling into that persona everyone who has heard of me knows. Sure, outside of the job I had fun, but when I was working, I wasn't the same man. "I assume you looked over the file I sent you." "I did, Mr. Lotter. You wish to take out your competitor and his only son, Kenneth and Malachi Ware." He swallows. "Yes." "Well, you came to the right person," I confirm, reaching out my hand for the file. "I require a 50% advance before the job is done, and the remaining once I've sent proof the job is complete."
"500,000, right?"
Victor pulls on his collar.
"For the whole job?"
"Correct." I flip open the file, flicking through the small square photographs attached by paper clips to the front page. A selection of images of the father, the owner of an up-and-coming range of new hotels and resorts, and his only son, and heir to his enterprise. His hope was to end them both and put a stop to their growth and remain the front runner for his wealthy clients. "I can have it completed in a week," I tell him.
"A week?" He chokes. "Why so long?"
"Because, Mr. Lotter, I need to understand their patterns and movements, need to ensure a clean and thorough job, or you'll end up exactly where you are now, dwindling profits and clientele." He huffs.
"Fine, but no later. I want that bastard and his son gone. They've taken enough of my business."
"And I'll make that happen," I assure him, pulling the card from my pocket. "Pay the advance to this account. I assume I don't have to tell you to keep it dark." He nods and picks up the phone, dialing someone who answers on the first ring. It's as he is speaking with whoever it is that I hear the very feminine clip of heels on tile. The rhythmic sound has my head turning slightly so I can look over my shoulder. And when she fills the doorframe, her long cobalt blue dress clinging to every curve and dip of her body, glossy black hair pulled across one shoulder, and a pair of sunglasses covering her eyes, I lose my breath. Because the woman that just entered has sucked every ounce of air from my lungs and stolen the oxygen right out of me. I feel it when her eyes, still hidden behind the glasses despite the weather outside, land on me, and her lush, plump mouth curls up on one side in a sultry little smirk.
"Dad?"
She turns her focus to the man behind the desk once he's finished on the phone.
"I need to speak with you for a moment."
My phone pings with a familiar sound, money being deposited into my account, and I stand, turning to face the woman head on. Breathtaking. That's the only way I could describe the woman. Utterly devastating, like a hurricane wreaking havoc on a poor small town. "He's all yours," I tell her as I turn my focus back to her father. "I'll be in touch."
Chapter 1. Aaron.
"A salad for my date,"
the man across from me orders, folding the menu as if he has any right to choose what I eat.